Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back, man. This day is flying by.
FIFA just confirmed the mascots for the World Cup. I don't know why it wouldn't have occurred to me that, like, maybe we would have a mascot for the World Cup, but we do. Did you know?
Did they also confirm that their commissioner is on the take?
They are Clutch, Zayu, and Maple. One of them is a moose dressed in red. That's
Canada.
Clutch. One of them is a cheetah.
Wait.
Dressed
Mexico.
In green for Mexico. And then Maple is a bald eagle dressed in blue for us.
I think they confused the names.
Why?
Wouldn't Maple be Canada?
I don't know.
Well, since they have a maple leaf on their flag, one would think that that would be true, yes.
Maple the moose represents Canada. They just, they have the mascots in order, out of order with the names. Maple the moose represents Canada.
Gotcha.
Zayu the jaguar represents Mexico, with the nation's green home stripe on it. And?
Clutch.
Clutch the eagle.
Clutch is a midfielder with an unquenchable thirst for adventure,
freedom,
soaring
baby.
Across the United States and embracing every culture, game, and moment with, quote, boundless curiosity and optimism.
These mascots aren't bad.
No.
I mean.
No, who said they were, Dan?
Clutch is fearless on the pitch and is uplifting off it. He rallies his teammates, lifts spirits, turning every challenge into an opportunity to rise higher. That is his backstory.
Okay. I mildly just threw up in my mouth.
No. No, Clutch, like all great midfielders, unites people wherever they go, proving that true flight is about purpose, passion, and play.
All right.
Love it.
Very exciting.
Love it.
Very exciting. I cannot wait to have the World Cup in our town. But, Sam, back me up on this. FIFA is one of the most corrupt organizations this planet has ever known. God,
that is all behind-the-scenes stuff.
Well, there were all those calls earlier this year, and I'm not breaking any news here. Everybody's seen it on the internet, that FIFA should pull the World Cup from the United States because of what's going on. It's like, you really think that the moral compass is in FIFA's corner?
We're not. Well, you better give us a refund.
Do you know this is largely considered to be, soccer notwithstanding, the best sports weekend of the year?
This coming
weekend.
Why would that be?
Is, according to some, the best sports weekend ever.
I think every weekend in the early fall is the best sports weekend.
We've got what?
Ryder
College
Cup,
football?
It is Ryder Cup weekend, first and foremost. The United States versus Europe and everybody else.
I think you're the only one in this room that puts that first and foremost.
The Ryder Cup is incredible.
What is the Ryder's Cup?
The Ryder Cup.
It's when the Europeans and the Americans play against
in golf,
each other.
And this year, it's every 2 years.
It's golf.
It's every 2 years, Dan. This year, it's in the United States at Bethpage. And then in 2 years, I think it bounces over to Ireland. Anyway.
It does go back and forth.
Ryder Cup, NFL, college football.
Not even close to the order I put that in.
The WNBA playoffs and Major League Baseball all this weekend.
What I think she meant to say is college football, NFL, Major League Playoffs.
No, this is just the headline as it reads.
WNBA.
I wasn't ranking them.
Ryder Cup.
We putting the Ryder Cup below WNBA?
Samuel! We are champions of all sports, particularly women's sports on this program.
There's got to be some local pickleball tournaments that are ranked higher.
Yes. You know what? Well, you guys can all just
right next door to Dana's
shove
house.
Shove it.
Tournament starts on Saturday.
They're saying every minute of the Ryder Cup will be filled with drama.
That's a bit of a stretch.
It's going to be so fun.
Well, even for
and
you,
the ball rolls onto
this
the green.
Is where what they let know. Drama? This is where they really you see the rah, like the roaring and the shouting and champagne flying. It's important.
Do you see the roaring McElroy?
Because it's countries. It's all the countries versus the United States. But mm-hmm. It is. It gets a little rambunctious.
Is it full contact rules?
It is not.
If I don't see one of the golfers take a 9-iron to somebody's head, I'm not watching.
I mean,
okay. Will he use the metal stick to make the small white ball go into the tiny hole 400
you know what?
Yards away?
I'm just trying to point out there's a lot on the smorgasbord this weekend if you are a sports fan.
Tackle golf would be awesome.
Stop it.
That would be awesome.
Have you seen sprint golfing, though? That is pretty awesome. No. You get three clubs.
Why would I run on one of the most enjoyable activities in my life?
You get three clubs and you sprint the whole time. Score and time is taken into account.
No. Negative.
It's epic.
Enjoy your weekend, everyone.
Why don't they let them use golf carts? Wouldn't that speed up the game a little bit?
Not for them. No. And it's part of the, you want a caddy. It's part of the game.
Caddy can run. Golf carts have two seats.
Run!
It's the old timey nostalgia feel. You know, kind of like Cracker Barrel.
I know, but
you know.
Even Major League Baseball made some changes over the last handful of years to speed the game up a little bit. And, you know, let's go. Come on. Move it along. By the way, is it David Fry, the baseball player that got hit in the face the other night? He has been released from
the
hospital.
God. If you haven't watched that video, don't. But also you're going to want to, but don't.
They were playing it again on SportsCenter this morning. I'm like, I do not need to see that again.
Was it the worst convergence of the pitch being a little on the inside and him leaning too far in on the bunt?
Yes, on both. The pitch was clearly too far inside. I don't know if it was an accident. I'm sure it was
inside, but I want to be clear. If there was a normal batter not bunting, it would not have hit that batter.
It would not have hit him, no.
It only hit him because the bunter squared up and leaned in.
It was a little high. It was a little inside. I don't know if he was trying to brush him back or he just lost control of the ball. I mean, it's not unheard of to try to brush a batter back and get him farther outside of the plate zone. But
I don't think that's what this was.
He leaned in way too far on that bunt.
Did you see the pitcher? God bless him, because after he throws it, he just falls to the ground. I think his immediate fear was, I've killed someone. Because it hit that batter just in the right spot to not kill him, if that makes sense, just under his eye, toward his nose and his cheek. Mm-hmm. If it had been toward temple, it would have destroyed his eye if it had hit his eye, right? It was a 99-mile-an-hour ball straight to the face.
It probably would have hurt
real
bad.
He went after that game straight to the hospital.
Yeah, and I thought that was a classy
move. To go see him.
That was a really classy move. You're right. He did go to the hospital and visited with him. I'm assuming you've never broken your nose.
No.
Okay, the initial break, I mean, it hurts. It's the aftermath that is the worst. And they did say that David Fry, again, I think that's his name.
Yeah.
He had a broken nose and other facial fractures.
His whole face has to be fractured.
So what they end up doing to keep your nose, if you've broken the bones of your nose, and I have obviously going through the windshield of a car, and then I had two nose jobs afterwards, what they end up doing, and this is the worst part, is, you know, you have your nasal passage here, but behind your cheeks is where your nasal really is.
Sinuses,
thank you. And it's they're actually larger than you think. And so to keep your nose structured and keep the bones in place where the doctors want them to stay, they will pack your nose with a long line of cotton. You can't. It's impossible. I've had my nose packed three separate times. And when it's time to take the packaging out,
I don't need to hear this.
It's like a magician with
it really is.
It just keeps coming out.
It doesn't stop. they'll grab a pair of these large tweezers and they'll get the
forceps.
The four, whatever. and they'll grab the, and then they just, they get a little bit of it out, and then they just start pulling. And it's like somebody's ripping the biggest booger out of your nose that you've ever had.
Okay.
Yellow handkerchief, blue handkerchief.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Is it the best relieving feeling in the world?
To get it out of there?
Yes, because you're a mouth breather for about 2 weeks.
Gross.
And mouth breather every day.
You get cotton mouth. I mean, you have to sleep and breathe through your mouth, and your mouth is so dry and chalky.
Manager Stephen Vogt and a number of Guardians went to visit Fry at the Cleveland Clinic Tuesday night, as did the pitcher Skubal, who caught a ride with Vogt. There were a number of us that went over there, quoting here from the manager, "It was just so good to see him, to go check on him with his family not being here. Mm. You want to make sure he's okay, and we left feeling like he's himself. He's injured. And he's hurting. He is in a ton of pain," he says. Really? "But as far as life goes, he's going to be okay. Has been cleared of all head injuries," which how is he? I'm so
not concussed.
Thankful he's going to be okay, but
he was turning away from it probably. Saw it coming.
By a millimeter.
Yeah. By the way, we missed the biggest
NASCAR's in Kansas City this weekend. That's right.
Well, there you go. I don't know if we'll have time.
So now it goes NASCAR, college
football, NFL, baseball, WNBA,
Ryder
Cup. Yeah. Who has the largest photo in this CBS Sports article about the best sports weekend of the year?
Whoever that guy is.
It's Scottie Scheffler. Oh. It's bigger. I know you guys don't watch it. It is bigger than you think it is. Everyone is rooting for America.
I don't know who that guy is.
Bigger for who?
Not New York or Detroit, unless you're from there. Is that who's left in the Major League Baseball thing? Who's playing this weekend?
Everybody.
Well, we're not. I mean, we are, but we're out.
Yeah, but everybody's still playing. We haven't gotten to the playoffs yet.
Why do we still do that? If there are two teams that have been statistically, we're done, okay? Because now, I understand if there's another team, and depending on what they do, somebody. But if there are two teams for which it is over, why keep playing?
Because people will still go pay to see it, and the owners want the money.
It's the love of the game. It's not all about the playoffs.
We went to the game last
game.
Was it last Sunday, I think it was? And the Royals were literally had a less than 1% chance of making the playoffs. But I just wanted to watch grown men play a sport at a level that I am incapable.
Sure.
And so we went to the Royals game.
Yeah.
I was there on Saturday, and they played fantastically. If only they could have done that the rest of the season.
I mean, the games are played for our entertainment.
Yeah. And by the way, even though there was less than 1% chance of the Royals, it was the last home game of the season, and that might have explained it, but there were a lot of people there. A lot.
Something to do.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott. Here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, welcome back. Good to be with you on this Thursday afternoon. Romantic homicide singer David has reportedly broken his lease and moved out of the $4 million mansion that he was renting in Las Vegas just days after it was raided by police after a 15-year-old runaway was found dismembered in the trunk of his nearby Tesla. Movers were spotted hauling the New York-born singer's belongings out of the Hollywood Hills crash pad earlier this week after he suddenly opted out of the $20,000 a month rental in the wake of the murder investigation. It is a four-bedroom home where he had been staying. It was searched by police on September 17th, about a week ago, as police continued to probe how the decomposed remains of teenage runaway Celeste Hernandez ended up in the back of his car earlier this month. It was not immediately clear if David was there when cops searched the property or where he even is now. He has not been named as a suspect in the teenager's
death. Come on.
How long does it take for them to get their hands on the cameras that surround a Tesla where every inch of the exterior of that car is recorded?
Assuming they didn't know enough about the vehicle to rip the hard drives out of it, meaning whoever put it there, they should have it already.
Wouldn't it end up in the cloud anyway?
I don't know if it goes directly to the cloud.
Huh.
I don't know. But the homes have already been searched, so if he's moving out, they got their warrants. They looked, you know, I assume they have all the evidence they need.
Yeah. Unless they missed something.
By the way, I was watching CNN. There are two tropical storms that have formed in the Atlantic. Both may be headed towards the United States, and CNN is reporting in a very rare move, these two tropical storms may collide with one another.
No.
Huh. One of them is called Umberto, and I don't remember the. The other one doesn't have a name yet. It's just 94L. Called
94L. It's 94L. L for large.
94L would be. It looks like it's tracking towards Georgia's coast, South Carolina's coast, where Umberto may just slide across the coast and not land in the United States.
So if two tropical cyclones collide, it is rare to collide into one monster storm. It would trigger a rare Fujiwara effect.
I'm sorry?
It's the Fujiwara effect.
Okay. All right.
It is a wild weather anomaly, Scott, named after a Japanese meteorologist, Mr. Fujiwara, in 1921, when two cyclones come within 900 miles of each other and begin spinning around a shared center in what meteorologists liken to, quote, an erratic dance.
Ooh.
Like the Lombarda. Lombada?
Or the salsa.
That's forbidden. Yes, you're right. It's Irwin and Hillary did this in 2017.
Do you have to give it a new name at that point?
What happens after they collide is, is it a hyphenated marriage at that point? What happens next depends on each system size and strength, but in rare cases, they can smash together and create one gigantic super storm.
Today is National Daughter's Day.
I saw that. Love my daughters, and I just got a new one.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, close enough.
You got one on layaway.
Yeah. 2.5
What?
I love
She's
those.
On layaway.
Love those 2 babies.
2.5
I just posted this, and I don't know when they came up with National Daughters Day or National Sons Day, but you see it on one of these Facebook holidays, and yes, I threw some photos out there.
I saw, and I'll be throwing National some up Daughters here in a little Day. Bit. I couldn't be more proud and love these two beautiful girls babies. More than I already do.
National Sons Day, by the way, is on Sunday, so don't forget about that, too.
The bastard child of National Daughters Day
Correct.
Is on Sunday.
Sons deserve love, too.
Americans are more likely now to watch newly released movies from the comfort of their own homes instead of heading out to a theater, according to a new survey. Roughly 3/4 of U.S. adults say they watched a new movie on streaming instead of in the theater at least once in the past year, according to this survey from the Associated Press, including about 3 in 10 who watch new movies on streaming at least once a month. Meanwhile, about 2/3 of Americans say they have watched a recently released movie in a theater in the past year. The results suggest that, on the whole, American moviegoers are more likely to stream a film than to see it in theaters, a shifting tide that was only once accelerated during COVID-19 and its aftermath. Convenience and cost are the two leading factors for many people who say they can't find the time to go to a theater or pay the increasingly high price for a ticket. You rather watch in the theater or you rather watch on the couch?
Most of the time the couch. But I was talking to my son the other night. He is the one who told us to watch the movie with the girl from Ozark, Ruth from Ozark.
Julia Garner.
He told us to watch the new Julia Garner thriller horror movie. It's one word. It starts with a W. They went last week and saw it at the theater. It's called Weapons, I believe.
It is.
And it's about 18 children in an elementary school classroom. They're like 8 or 9 years old in her classroom, in Julia Garner's character's classroom. And at an exact time in the middle of the night, like 2:19 a.m. or something, 17 of the 18 children disappear at the same time.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this yesterday.
So Jack was telling us, you guys got to watch this. It's so creepy. We just went to the theater. The reason I bring this up is they watched it at the theater. Johnny and I watched it at home 2 nights ago.
And?
Every once in a while, there's a movie that really would do well in the theater. Like if you like the jump scare, if you like, and this is one of them. I loved watching it at home. It scared the heck out of me. It's a great movie. But every once in a while, there is a movie like Titanic where, you know,
Top Gun Maverick,
you want to go see that in the theater. The problem is for theaters is those are the summer blockbusters for the most part. Those movies are few and far between. If it's a rom-com, who's going to go to the theater to watch that?
See, but if I'm a distributor, if I'm a distributor, I don't care. I want to make money, so I'm going to put it on streaming and in the theater at the same time. But, and I'm assuming that these theater chains, especially the big ones, AMC, Cinemark, whatever, have, you know, exclusive deals with certain distributors where, you know, take, for example, the Taylor Swift behind-the-scenes documentary about her making her new record. I think, if I'm not mistaken, that is exclusive for AMC theaters when it comes out next month. That it would not be available for streaming at the same time.
Okay, the Leonardo DiCaprio blockbuster that is being released tomorrow night, I want to see it so bad.
One battle after another. I can't wait.
That is one I would go to the theater
I've never
see.
Even heard of this.
Oh my gosh, the trailer looks incredible. It's
What's it about?
What's the other star's name in that I love?
I don't know.
Del Toro.
So he apparently is trying to get his daughter out of the life that he and his daughter's mother, I don't know if they're together, have been living for a very long time.
It's an on-the-run sort of movie.
It involves crime and explosions and guns.
Oh, that
and,
does sound good.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to be honest. I would go to the theater to see it, but then I was like, okay, but could we buy it for $20 in a week? Like, when can you start streaming it?
Why do I have to pay $20 to watch it at home? Just put it on one of the apps.
We paid $20 to watch Weapons, but I thought it was worth
Penn's
it.
Sean Penn's in it. Regina Hall.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Man, that's a good cast. Who did you say?
Benicio Del Toro is
yes,
in it.
Yes, that's correct. All right, quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevens III. My name is Scott Parks. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. So they did this in the UK recently. Hopefully it'll come over here. A company that came under fire during the sale of tickets for British rock band Oasis's reunion concerts this summer committed today to a series of changes that aim to prevent fans from being shocked by the price they end up paying for tickets. Following an investigation by the UK's competition watchdog, Ticketmaster agreed today that fans will be armed with much more information before and during their purchase of concert tickets.
They're going to tell you when they're about to screw you.
That's correct.
Got it.
Quoting here from Sarah Cardell, who is the chief executive of the Competition and Markets Authority, quote, "Fans who spend their hard-earned money to see artists they love deserve to see clear, accurate information up front. We cannot ensure that every fan gets a ticket for events as popular as the Oasis tour, but we can help ensure that the next time an event like this comes along, fans have the information they need when they need it."
What happened?
Many Oasis fans who queued for hours online at the Ticketmaster site were left shocked at having to pay more than double the face value of the ticket. Some standard standing tickets were sold for 355 English pounds as compared to the listed price of 148 pounds.
And this is for convenience and convenience fees.
No, this is just the uptick of the sale price. They have laws against this in the UK.
They accuse the company of using what's called dynamic pricing, an algorithmic strategy used in flight sales and home food deliveries where demand levels can fluctuate and then lead to surging prices while also sometimes leading to lower prices.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It is a more
It
is a much more common practice in the U.S. than in the U.K.
You know where it's most used for, like, in our personal lives, and maybe not you, Scott, but most people listening, is Uber. Uber, and this makes sense, surge pricing when there are thousands of people trying to leave, say, the Sprint Center, and there's only a handful of Ubers. Like, if you're trying to leave right after a concert, you are going to pay more, and you know that. Surge pricing in that limited instance makes sense to me.
Or like $8 to get to the Chiefs game and $85 to get home.
Yeah, so that you understand what surge pricing is in that limited example that I just gave you. Surge pricing to go to a concert? Are you kidding me? If you did that with gasoline, you'd be thrown in jail.
Well, yes, that's called gouging.
No, this is called gouging.
Yeah. Why don't the artists, and I know some have tried to do this,
rise up and fight?
Either sell on their own website, which would require hiring a handful of people to manage that site and the sales, or demand. I think Bruce Springsteen did this not too long ago.
Yeah, he did.
Where I will go with you, Live Nation, Ticketmaster. They're basically the same thing. It's a monopoly. I will go with you, but my tickets are $50. You can tack on a small fee for selling my tickets, but that's it.
That's it.
You cannot surge price my tickets to $1.50 for front row. All tickets in the house are $50 for the floor, $35 for the lower bowl, $25 for the upper bowl.
The problem is, for most artists, and certainly Oasis would not fall into this category, but for most artists, to them, it's an honor for Live Nation to want to promote their show.
Why?
To even be willing to promote their show.
Why?
Because they're the biggest promoter in the world.
Yeah, but they also have a reputation that is not as great as I think they would want.
Well, right, but if you want to get into thousands of venues across the country, those venues have direct ties or are even directly owned by Live Nation.
What happened to the federal investigation? There was a big Justice Department dog and pony show that we were going to break it up because it's an illegal monopoly and all. Weren't they going to break it up?
I think there was talk of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it went very far.
Well, and again, they can break it up all they want to. All they're going to do is, you know, break it into four companies, let's say, and have it go to one trust that's still the same company.
Who AEG runs, well, the Anschutz Corporation runs the T-Mobile Center. Who does, and one of their subsidiaries is AEG. Does AEG have Ticketmaster and or Live Nation?
I mean, I think you can buy AEG shows through Ticketmaster. So, like, Ticketmaster is not exclusive to Live Nation. Live Nation is just exclusive to Ticketmaster.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. Wild video shows a huge mob of masked black-clad thieves storming a California jewelry store and making off with about $1 million in merchandise.
No way.
The mob of up to 30 was caught on surveillance footage as they suddenly ran up to the store in broad daylight on Monday in San Ramon, about 34 miles east of San Francisco. Just the latest raid blamed on the same gang. They used crowbars and pickaxes to smash the display cases and snatch jewelry, then shot their way out when a security door automatically tried to lock them inside.
Okay, so many of our listeners have said over the years, why don't we just lock, smash, and grab people, even at CVS, lock them in the vestibule? That's exactly why. When you cage a rat, the rat will fight.
Yes, they shot their way out.
I've said for years on this program, I think we are heading into an era, and the insurance companies will demand it, where you can no longer go in to like a Macy's and all of the high-end purses are displayed right there when you walk in. We're entering an era where you can go to a back room by private appointment only and go look at your handbag. And with jewelry, it's going to be the same thing.
But with jewelry, they're already behind a glass case.
Like one in, one out. You know, you have to go with a guard, one in, one out, to go look at something in the back.
But everything in a, I understand what you're saying regarding, you know, high-end handbags or whatever, but everything in a jewelry store is expensive.
Right.
Which is why they have, I mean, who was it I used to have as a client?
They were in there 1 minute, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
1 minute, 20 seconds.
But even...
House of Diamonds?
No, it wasn't House of Diamonds, but... every time I went in there, when I would go in to either meet with the client or when I bought a ring I shouldn't have bought a handful of years ago, they always had a security guard in there. But that was during operating hours. Now, the only other way you could get around it probably is to put Rolodens on the windows and doors.
All right. Wait. Read further down. They did a high-speed chase after this. They had to call it off because one of the suspects, they were all in six different cars. One of the suspects is driving the wrong way down the highway to evade police, so they call it off. Listen to this. However, a specialized drone funded by a 2023 organized retail theft grant was already airborne and able to catch much of the evidence. The drone shows all of the suspects' vehicles, as well as the suspects leaving and entering their cars to leave. Police have since arrested seven, including one juvenile, in two separate raids. So we're getting better at catching them, and drones are the answer, or the Grappler 6000.
The suspects range in age from 17 to 31 and are suspected in other crimes, similar crimes, in the Bay Area.
I like this anti-theft retail drone thing.
And the pickaxe to break the glass cases. Odd play. Never seen that one before. I mean, it's a real pickaxe. I watched the video. It's the same pickaxe I use in my yard to get rocks out of the dirt.
Listen to this, Sam. The same store was hit in a similar raid in March of 2023, with seven crooks coming in and stealing $1.1 million in watches and necklaces. However, they were tracked in a secret tracking device placed inside of a Rolex watch. Four men were later sentenced to federal prison.
Smart play.
So smart. Start putting... can't put an AirTag in a Rolex, but you know what I mean.
A small tracking device.
Like some spy level stuff.
And when the watch is bought or the diamond ring is bought.
Just start tracking it.
When it's bought, you remove the tracking device.
Absolutely.
But somebody says, why not just buzz the people in, lock the doors, buzz people in when they want in? That's fine. That's what they did at this one jewelry store that I had as a client. But these guys broke in. It was either 20 to 30. It depends. Witnesses say there were 30. Police believe that they only counted 20 on the video. Who cares? It was a lot. They broke in when the store was closed. So are you going to put an armed guard in every jewelry store in America 24 hours a day?
Well, we saw the story out of the Diamond District in L.A. where they'd like cut through a wall and cleaned out every single safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, they cut. There was, I believe, that was in a strip mall. And there was another business next door. I think it was like a gelato shop or something like that. and they cut through the wall of the to get around the security.
Tunneled right under the desk.
Yep, that's right. And cut through the wall from the ice cream shop or whatever into the jewelry store. Brilliant stroke. I'm not taking away from their creativity, but it's still illegal. 913-586-7798. CNN is now reporting that the former director of the FBI, James Comey, has been indicted this afternoon. This is according to CNN. They are citing a source that former FBI director James Comey has now been indicted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we're going to keep the politics out of it, but it is major news when a former FBI head gets indicted. CNN and NBC are now reporting that former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted. A senior Justice Department official telling NBC News it is a two-count indictment. Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a statement today, said that did not name Comey, but said the indictment, quote, reflects this Department of Justice's commitment to holding those who abuse positions of power accountable for misleading the American people. It's likely one of these charges is going to be perjury for some comments that Comey made before a Senate committee in late 2020. But CNN is reporting today that even Attorney General Pam Bondi has some serious concerns about this case, thinking that there is not enough evidence to even remotely get a conviction. And I was listening to the news on the way home last night, and a number of commentators said there is no chance in hell that James Comey is going to prison.
I thought we were going to stop listening to the news on the way home and watch it when we got home, because you are a kinder, gentler, happier person when you don't.
But I listen to music to soothe me. And then sometimes if there's a big story like there was yesterday, because the reports that he was about to be indicted surfaced late in the show yesterday. So I listened on the way home.
I have adopted the what does this have to do with me? Nothing. Do I care? No. Can I control it? No.
Let's be honest. Scott's going to stop watching cable news all day long as soon as you stop drinking Pepsi.
Do you know what? I went to the store today because I had to charge my car. And I just thought, you know what? While I'm here, I'm going to grab a 12-pack. It was $9. And 99 cents. I usually get that with like a group of other groceries and the whole bill's like $100 and some. I've never just gone in to buy a 12 pack of soda. When did that happen?
I mean, it was like $7 or $8 a couple of years ago.
$9 oh, and yeah. 99 cents. That's.
By the way, to make you like horribly unhealthy and, as we learned yesterday, depressed.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Soda, that was a, thank you, Sam. Soda,
yeah.
Story we had yesterday found that there might be a link between
That's a correlation. People who are depressed that can't get out of bed and are staying at home, like, you know, then it's a cycle. You eat unhealthy, you drink soda when you shouldn't. Like, it's a cycle.
You drink soda all the time.
I don't think it's a causation. I think there's a correlation.
You just don't want there to be a causation. So you're rewriting the script.
I feel like I have been price gouged, by the way. I just did not realize it was so expensive.
That's less than that's less than 75 cents a soda.
Also, doesn't price gouging typically have something to do with mandatory products?
I don't know.
You don't have to drink Pepsi. You just can't quit.
I could quit any time.
Oh, my God.
I'm not addicted. I just can't live without it.
That is the biggest lie. You have tried to quit 1,000 times.
We did pretty good for a few months. And then
we already went over this. It was less than 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks. We got Johnny involved. You can't lie to us. Mm-hmm.
He is honest.
He said, you said it was 3 months.
It was a lot of weeks. That's all I remember. It was two. Horrible.
It was one plus one. Sam.
It was a lot of minutes.
Be my witness. It
Thank
was two
you, Sam.
Weeks.
There were a lot of minutes. It was less than 2 weeks. It was a lot of minutes. Even more seconds.
Today is National Daughters Day.
Happy National Daughters
National
Day.
National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Babies.
I don't know why this is on the sheet. It's not that important, but today is the anniversary of the premiere of Walker, Texas Ranger. That made the list somehow.
The damn national treasure is what he is.
Birthdays today. Will Smith is 57. Mark Hamill. Luke Skywalker is 74. Michael Douglas is 81. Catherine Zeta-Jones is 56. Wow. And Heather Locklear is 64.
Scotty Glover.
Scottie Pippen is 60. Man, there's a lot of celebrity birthdays today. We got to run. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.